saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. First, I want to give an honor, glory to my Father and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Without them, nothing would happen in my life. Not at all. I want to honor Pastor, First Family, in their absence as we stand in their stead as MITs. Thank you, Pastor, First Family, for the opportunity. I want to bless and thank my MITs being here to support. Bless you guys. We are in this together, and we will not look back. Amen. Wasn't that a good word, saints? And I want to thank my beautiful wife, family, holding it down. Holding it down. Holding it down. Amen. Amen. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pray us in real quick on this word. And then Brother Roy, in the same fashion, we'll take the same 20 and keep it moving. Father God, just thank you for today. It's in you, Father. I live and move and have my being. So may I sit and may you rise in me. It's men that need the anointing to preach your anointed word. And I thank you. Your word goes forward and it accomplishes exactly what you wanted to do into tonight and into those hearts who are listening and who will listen in the future. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to come out of Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Go ahead and turn there with me. And tonight, not planned, not coordinated. Like, y'all know Pastor, right? Like, we just flow with the Spirit. So tonight, my topic, it may have some similarities, but it definitely wasn't planned by any means. But I can appreciate that reminder to looking forward. Because tonight, I want to talk to you about what family is this? What family is this one? If you're married, right, you took that journey from one family to your current one. So you got to ask the question, what family is this one? Amen. When you get born again, we let you know that you're crossing over into a new citizenship. And I'm here to remind you that you're in a new family. So we're starting out the year with answering that question, what family is this? Amen. Say it one time. What family is this? Amen. Chapter 3. I'm going to come out of the Amplified. They already got me queued up over there. And tonight, y'all, we're going to walk right through how Brother Paul wrote this letter so well to the church at Ephesus, at Ephesus. And I'm going to start at chapter 3, verse, let's see if I can start you at 14. If it's annotated in your book, it probably says the appreciation of the mystery. Amen. So let's go to 3:14, Amplified. For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every what? Family. And where? Heaven and on earth is named. That Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. We're going to pause right there. I bow my knee. It's from whom every family in heaven and in earth are named. Y'all, did you know you have one family in two places right now? You know this ain't all of us in the kingdom. The reality is that those who are on the other side of the veil, because like life, death, right, it's a really thin veil on the other side of the spirit. So it's kind of like you waiting to go out and perform, and they got you behind the stage, and coming up to the stage, right? Like that's how quick we see, right? Big Brother Jesus, David, Abraham. Like they're like right on the other side of the stage. So what you gotta understand is that part of the family, they're just the ones who decided to not look back. We on this side had to still make that decision all the way through. From whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. You know, when you get pulled into a family, right? Especially if you're birthed into one, you take up their name. I like how this version has it. The Father from whom all fatherhood takes his name, title, and derives his name, right? Like fatherhood, that birthing process. That's why when Pastor talks about being born again, right? Going and participating in the process of helping somebody else become born again, you step into the role now of spiritual parenthood. So at that point, you have a responsibility to groom them up on how to be in the family, right? It's an honor. It's work, but it's an honorable work. What Paul calls our duty, right? It's a good feeling to know, hey, look, God has put me with, right, those divine kingdom connections to help groom them up. And one of the first things I want you to know about what family is this is that when you get around family, when you get, like, enough of them together, you can kind of start seeing how they look alike a little bit. It's in their facials, right? That smile, say, oh, she got the same dimple you got. Like, brother and sister, same dimple. Be like, man, yeah, y'all related, bro. Ain't no denying that, right? When y'all get around, you may sound alike, right? You may have similar colloquialisms. You may have similar ways of style, right? Like, your as they say, your swag might be about the same. It's like y'all can look at two different people on two opposite sides of the room, don't really look that much alike, but then let them get to talking for about 5 hot minutes. It's like, oh, yeah, you, who brought you? Yeah, you related to him over there. Yeah, I can tell, right, the way you carry yourself. The thing about family is that when you're in the kingdom, there are certain times, especially when the word was going forth, when you've really been born again and you have that infilling of the Holy Spirit, y'all will also start to listen alike. You spend enough time, what he said, get with somebody who been in it for a while, you'll start to listen and like, y'all will start to catch the same thing, right? That's why it's not enough to just show up at church and be on the edges. You missing out. Get with somebody. You'll catch things the same way. You'll hear it the same way, right? Like the sheep knows his voice. So if you in, but you're not in all the way, you missing out. Benefits, right? Because right there it's telling us, fatherhood takes its title and derives his name. It all comes from the Father. So if we're hearing his voice, we should be getting groomed to move at the same pace and the same way. Y'all with me? Amen. Y'all start listening like, and what'll happen is, when certain things get said or prayed out, or even in worship, they get caught, you'll have that look. Oh, yeah, that was that word that he gave at that conference last year. That testimony is that very thing. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Because you're starting to listen the same, so you start looking the same. You not just start looking the same physically, but you start searching. You start looking the same. You be looking for signs, wonders, and miracles. You start looking the same. You start searching the same when you with the family. Everybody say, what family is this? Don't forget it, y'all. That family will help you groom and get that look on. Amen? And so as we continue on in this, man, I want you to know that there is a standard, though. There is a standard. Because in the world, there makes a difference between us and them, right? Pastors with us and them. Revelations, we're not going there. It talks about that you are of your father, the devil, right? We remember Jesus quoting that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But when you finish it up in Revelation, he talks about those in further detail, right? This Revelation of John, and he talks about you who were of the synagogue of Satan. So there's two synagogues, right? One who has their father of Satan, which is finished out in Revelations, but it's the same thing like Pastor's Revelation, right? That there's two churches in existence right now. See, on this earth, it's not enough to just be in church, because there's two types of churches on this earth right now. Who are the church? The rapture church and the who? Left behind church. So you got to be mindful. Like, what family is this? You have to be mindful. What family is this? If I'm not in the kingdom church, because every church ain't the same. If I'm not in the kingdom church, I got to look around, be circumspect. Hey, what family is this? Are they preparing me to get harpazo snatched away? Or are they kind of just riding along, hoping that the troubles will just kind of bypass? Because they're going to be left behind. Somebody say, what family is this? The reality is, as we go into verse number 18, Amplified Classic is still the same continuation of this message. He's bringing out to us now how you should look. So when you start looking the same, right, you start looking the same, you start physically looking, but then you start spiritually looking, but then you start actively searching and looking the same, right? Now you're like, okay, I'm starting to get acclimated. Let's pick it up. Verse 18, that you may then have the P word, power, and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love, which is the breadth, length, and height and depth of it. Go ahead. That you may really come to know, really come. So he's qualifying. There's people that know, but he's qualifying. That you may really come to know, and then he's not going to leave it a mystery, practically through experience for yourselves, the love of Christ. That's why grace is not enough, to my brother's point, right? I know Jesus is love. That you may practically through experience for yourselves, right, come to know the love of Christ, for which surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all your being unto all fullness of God, may have the richest measure of divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Then we pick up right here. So what qualified us to get right here? Because everybody, you know, came, we know Ephesians 3:20, right? We already know. About to go off the chain here in a second. But before we get there, right, let's go back up to 19 and get the mouth wet real quick. Right, before we get there, though, what qualified us to get ready for what's around the corner, though? It's because we came to fully know through an experience for ourselves the love of Christ. Do you understand that there are those, I said at the beginning, that if you decide to stay at the edge, you won't have that full experience. You get a piece of God, but you really won't know him flooded right here, become a body wholly filled and flooded with him, with God himself. What is love in Scripture? Well, our faith works by love. You can tell a difference in Christians by their love, right? Didn't the gospel writer say that, right? Right? They will know you by your love. They will know you by your fruit, right? But they will also know you by your love, right? Your love you have for one another, right? And so the reality is that faith is not an ethereal concept, but because it is a manifested power, we will know your ability to say if you're a Christian or not by your ability to walk in love and operate in faith, because he said you would have an experience and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. And we know, Galatians, God is love. That's why you have to know and ask the question, what family is this? Is this just another ride for another 5 years till I can find the next one to hit you? Is this just another church I can make my way in, get a few bills paid, get a couple promotions, probably get some acquisitions in land, real estate, and some cars and some assets under my belt until I can then just hop that ride? Like, no, what family is this? Because those things in the world that'll pull you back, I like the way you described it, right? Those things that'll pull you back are the very things that'll have you turning away. Because you forgot what family this is. When you get that correction and you might have to go ahead and chill out for a little while, that pain right there, that old man will start coming back up. Bro, I ain't got to be here for this. You'll start to make that turn and you'll forget what family. What family this is. And you're not going to be able to do that in your own strength. You're going to have to come back here that you may really come to know. It's like I've been doing church for a while. No, but you would have to really come to know practically through experience for yourself the what? The love of Christ. Skip down to the bottom. Become a body wholly filled with God himself. No, you're going to need God to sustain you and the family he's birthing you in. You're going to need the filling of the Holy Spirit to sustain yourself in this family that is an opportunity to be birthed in. Because if not, I mean, where else are you going? That pastor's line? Like, where else are you going? Like, Thanksgiving meal. You can tell the difference. You go to office potluck. Hey, y'all, we're going to get everybody bring. You're going to bring the meats. You're going to bring them sides. You're going to bring some cookies. Now, look. Got potluck at 12 at the office. Now, I know I got dinner over here with some family. What's going to be the difference? Well, over here, your meat tendons might not quite all the way made their way through the oven process of breaking down, right? Your gravy is going to look like jelly, and you're going to be like, man, did you... Is that a sandwich? Like that? No. You come over here, though, they're going to take the time. They're going to slow heat that meat, right? It's going to break right apart on your fork, right, when it's right. Because that right there, F word, is family. They're going to treat you transactional. Family gets you relational. That's why you have to become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. There's going to be a difference in how you're served and in turn how you learn to serve. Your family helps you to weather everything just right. Your family is where you learn how to weather the storm. Your family is where you learn how to wear it right, right? I remember this example. I think Pastor gave it, so if not, it was funny anyway. But I think Pastor gave this example. He was like, you can tell when a person just got that new outfit, like they just started to come up. So like the way, like I guess for later, like the heel may come on the foot, but she ain't really just got it down yet. So it's like they still learning, like baby steps, right? You learning, it's like, nah, you gotta line the knees up and walk, right? Walk straight. Like when you learning, you look wobbly, right? Bro, I got the suit, but it ain't quite, you know, like it ain't just there yet though, you know what I mean? It's like, nah, bro, you can't wear brown on gray. Like I had to learn you can't wear khaki and gray. Like the light, I didn't know. So I was in that position, so I could talk. I had like teal blue and cobalt blue. I'm like, baby, blue. When I met her, no, real talk. I had an orange shirt. I used to work at the YMCA for a little bit. And it had this like big old sun on it, like big sunshine. And these happy, just like multicultural kids all holding hands. And I had these Dickies. You know, Dickies back in the day, bro. They was the joint, you feel me? So I had these Dickies. Dickies came to like right here. I had my white Adidas on, because we was finna meet. This is when we first met. I've learned since then, y'all, but you can learn from me. So yeah, man, we finna go hang out. I had the Dickies on, man. I was like, bro, I feel fresh in the mug. I'm looking in the mirror, like, bro, I'm about to hit the scene. I saw her not like a cold quarter mile, I don't know what exactly, but it was like a few hundred feet off. She threw up her hands and turned around. I said, she said, you looking like a tall, orange, sun-kissed boy. Where you going with me looking like that? Because I had the bright orange Dickies. I had the super bright orange, and I had the super bright orange YMCA shirt, right? I didn't know no better. With the multicultural kids, like going over the sun, the arc and whatnot, I didn't know no better. And it's okay. We married now. She done endured, praise God. But y'all, your family is going to be the one, they're going to show you how to wear it just right. Right? You get in a relationship, and you keep that solo Christianity going, we're going to be able to tell, hey, they need a hug. Go get them. What church you go to? Like, you know? But your family, though, your family's going to help you how to wear it right, though. That's what family's going to do. And as you learn how to get that look, and as you learn how to wear it, oh, boy, you on it moving now. ESV version on this next scripture. See, now you on it moving. See, now you're able to operate without all the secondary chatter. You can ignore more of those third voices now because you got your brothers and sisters. You can ignore a lot more of the pressures of the world. You can ignore these pains that feel real, but do you know the reality because you know who your identity is in, because your family's going to reaffirm you, and that's what's going to get you here to Ephesians 3:20 in the ESV. You're going to then be able to operate and do this right here. Now to him who was able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, according to the power working in us. What qualified that? It's according to the power that came from the verse above. So your ability to operate in super abundance comes in direct relationship with your infilling with God himself. Super abundant. God is not just the God of El Cheapo. He's the God of more than enough. And as you fill yourself with him, your thoughts will raise to where his thoughts are. As you fill yourself in him, he will get you to that place to where now you're running in a level of synchronicity. It's not hard for you to act. And then, watch this, you'll get those type of testimonies and moments where you'll be like, hey, man, you know I prayed for this right here to go this just kind of way right there. And then what God will do? Super abundant. Because he's operating back with himself, like that's in you. So for him, like if you really fill yourself with him, he really giving it to you to give the glory back to himself. Because like that's the exchange with God. So he really high-fiving himself in you. So who's the beneficiary of us being filled with God? Because you got to go back and ask the question, what family is this? So y'all, the new year is ahead of us. Just remind yourself, what family am I in? They're going to help you wear it, right? Pun on words. They're going to help you wear it, get through the weathering, but then they're going to help you wear it. Swag out, right? They're going to help you to carry it. They're going to help you, right? So you got to ask yourself that. The next time you at the edge, the next time you start to look over that shoulder, ask yourself that question, because that experience and the environment, you have to continue to always interview and step up to the occasions to answer the question, what family?